Hello, relatives. Welcome to Intertribal Radio. I'm Gary Jeunesse, and I'm bringing Native Outlaws to podcast. And whatever platform you find Native Outlaws on, it's always about Native supporting Natives. So thank you for tuning in and sharing your support for me. I'm going to go ahead and get this party started with some grand entry. You know, because it's all about sharing our pride and our culture and our heritage. And what better way than to get some drumming in our heart. So wake up the relatives, wake up your spirit. So it's grand entry time. So please rise, unless you're an elder or pregnant. Please remove your hats, unless it has an eagle feather in it. All right, so this grand entry is from Grand Ron Powwow, 2019. You can also find this video on my Native Outlaws on Facebook and as well as Native Outlaws on YouTube. All right, here we go. Turn it up and enjoy.
All our soldiers and dancers, bring them in. Sunday afternoon, Veterans Powwow.
Hey!
was amazing. So I miss going to the powwows. I miss taking the videos, but at least I get to share them here with you. Bring back some memories, good times. So I'm going to go ahead and keep going on with this vibe. Some old school powwow music. This next song is from a powwow that I went to, Chemehuevi Indian School, in 2019. My mom was actually sent to that school. She lived on the Yurok Reservation in Requa, California. And she was shipped up to Salem, Oregon to attend Chemehuevi Indian School. And she never really shared any stories with me as far as her experiences there. But I was happy that I was able to bring her to a powwow there. She hadn't been there since she was a child. And coming back and sharing some memories and attending a powwow there, that was pretty powerful for her. So she was never around when I was being a Native Outlaw. She passed away in 2010. I started Native Outlaws on Facebook in 2012. So hopefully she's listening right now. I know she's proud. I'm proud. Loud and proud. That's why I'm everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, now podcast. Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and hit play and get this drum started.
Bye.
Nothing like a good around dance to bring everyone together. So, in case you haven't been to a powwow, don't know what a round dance is, basically it's where everyone creates a circle. They go in one direction, and somebody jumps into the center, and people follow them, and they go the opposite direction of the circle. And in doing so, they get to face everyone that's in line, look them in the eye, say thank you, shake their hand, and that way you get to meet everyone that's doing the round dance. It's your opportunity to meet everyone at the powwow, say your greetings, share your friendships, and share your pride. All right, so got another powwow I've been to. I've been doing a lot of powwows, so I'm happy that I get to bring them here for you. This is a pretty good spot for that. I mean, I have them all on video, but really the purpose is the drum, the singing, and the medicine that comes with it. And this next powwow is the Nirchukiku Powwow at the Neya Family Center in Portland, Oregon. And this is back from 2019. All right. It's powwow time. Here we go. Good times. Another awesome powwow. Another summertime powwow. So they held their powwow outdoors. It was in a covered area. It's where they have their basketball hoops and their seating. But no chance of rain that day. So I'm happy to share the Naya powwow. They're all about supporting the Native community. So I'm all about supporting them. And I'm definitely all about supporting my friends. So having a platform, Native Outlaws, I've met a lot of Natives. I've met artists, Native hip-hop musicians, beaters, people that have clothing lines. So I'm going to go ahead and share a song. This song is it's a beautiful song, and I'm going to tell a little story behind it. So I met Karina on Facebook. Actually, I didn't meet her yet. I came across her artwork, and it was amazing. So I came across one pic, and it kind of went viral. So I think like within the first 2 hours, she had 1,500 likes. She had 100 comments, and I was kind of keeping track of it because, I mean, it's kind of fun. But back in the day, I didn't have these restrictions that I have now. So back in the day, I used to tell people, man, I can make it famous. Kind of bragging, but it was kind of true too. So Karina did a comment on her post and she says, wow, this is crazy. I've never had so many likes on a painting. And so I kind of commented and I took a screenshot of my post that I did on Facebook. And there it was, 1.5K likes, 100 comments. And I said, well, I don't know if you'll blame me or not, but I might have had a hand in it. So anyway, we became friends on Facebook. I followed her. I shared a lot of her artwork. So I saw her do a post on Facebook saying that she was going to be at the New Year's Eve powwow at the Convention Center in Portland, Oregon. And that was for the ending of 2017. So I go to that powwow every year, so quite the coincidence. So I got a hand drum that I've had for, man, about 25 years, just hanging up on my wall. Don't know how to play it. It's just pretty much plain. So I loaded up in my car, and I headed down to the powwow. So I get to the powwow, and pretty much I'm just right away looking for Karina. So I see her booth at the end of the room, come up to it, and we make eye contact, and awesome. So she was a fan of mine, I'm a fan of hers. So we got pictures of each other for each other to post, and got to talking. And she tells me that she was there by herself, and really needed to use the bathroom, could use a cup of coffee. So I was happy to sit in and fill out for her for a little bit so she could take a break. And so she comes back, tells me that there's no outlet near her. Her cell phone's about to die. So Native supporting Natives. That's what I do. So I took her cell phone. I took it out in the lobby, plugged it in, sat out there for about an hour. But, you know, during that time, I got to post some memes, got to talk to some people on Facebook. But, so anyway, I come back and, I sit with her and we start talking cause she's painting a piece. She's got a pretty big piece. And, I end up sitting there behind the table with her, holding her artwork while she paints it, while she tells me what everything means while that she's painting, the way she was taught. And, I was just totally thinking, man, I should have had my camera out and videoing this. But you know what? I was just caught up in the moment. And the whole night, I didn't take one video. I spent the whole night hanging out with Karina English at the New Year's Eve powwow. So with that being said, at the end of the powwow, I helped her pack up all of her artwork, take it out to her van, load it up. She gave me a ride to my car, and I was able to give her my hand drum. And with that being said, this next video I'm going to play is by Karina English playing the drum that she painted for me. She happened to be in town, happened to have my drum with her. So I was on my way to work. I had a little bit of free time. I asked her to meet me at the Clackamas Community College in Oregon City. And there's an area there. It's their wetland project. But anyway, they have set aside a little Native American community because it was the home of the Clackamas Natives. So there was a totem pole there, a little hut. There was some wood set up by the hut. So we actually sat down right next to the hut, took a video, and it turned out pretty awesome. But as awesome as the video was, her song was beautiful. So I'm going to go ahead and play it for you. First time she's ever sung it. First song that's been played on my drum. So definitely turn this one up and definitely enjoy.
Fellas, I'm Gary Jeunesse, and today Native Outlaws Most Wanted is Karina English. Karina just happened to be in the neighborhood because she just happened to have a drum that she painted for me. I love her artwork, I love her talent, and she's going to bless me with a song. First song ever played on that drum. So, yeah, thank you, Karina. I appreciate all this for sharing your pride and support and your friendship.
You're welcome.
All right, well, it's all yours.
Appreciate it. You only waited 3 years.
You've had stuff, 2020, man.
Jesus, yeah.
That was a bad year. But I appreciate you, so thanks.
I appreciate you, too.
Toche na kwela shikudia, toche na kwela shikudia, oh.
For honoring my drum with that song. So if you enjoyed that song, you can see the video on Native Outlaws, and you can also find it on YouTube. So totally beautiful. I got another beautiful song in mind, and this happens to be by two artists that I have actually met in person. I met both of them at the 420 gathering in Las Vegas in April. And I also met them again at the Entrepreneurative Gathering in Las Vegas, Nevada in August. Got lots of things happening in Las Vegas. This next song's from the Kanamucca in Winnemucca. It's a little poker run. But this is a song, doesn't really have a name because they just pretty much came up with it before they performed it. But it's a beautiful song. Can't really find it anywhere, so make sure you turn it up and enjoy it. This is a song performed by The Sober Junkie and Savelle the Native. So, all right, sit back, turn it up, and enjoy.
Tell you a story. About the slap that I live, I said it probably make you judge, boy, cringe a little bit. One thing we must remember is the power of love. The uplift one another, but we'll push this shit up because we all we got, also sorry, we just human. Vibing off each other, watching what the others do it. Hate to say love, but that ain't okay. We cold-hearted, we depart, and they gon' mention one day. So I took these lessons that I gathered on my journey. No, no matter what, though the world keeps turning. Soul needs lit, you gotta keep the fire burning. Know that everyone is just trying to find their purpose. I ain't trying to preach, just want to get some knowledge. Teach about some things that you can't learn in college. But they will get to say that this hate has been abolished. When you pick up everyone that's already fallen, raise your hand if you hear what I'm saying. Time to spread love and hope, all my friends begging. This great, come here for the greatness. Dig deep, find your passion for creating.
Say we need love. I said we need love. Check it out.
That's when it comes.
Come on. Now we warmed up.
Back. If I could tell you a story, about the slap that I live, I said it probably make you judge, boy, cringe a little bit. One thing we must remember is the power of love. Uplift one another, no more push yourself, because we all we got, I'm so sorry, we just human. Bopping off each other, watching what the other's doing. Hate to say love, but that ain't okay. We cold-hearted, we depart, and they don't mention one day. So I took these lessons that I gathered on this journey. No, no matter what, that the world keeps turning. Soul needs lit, you gotta keep the fire burning. Know that everyone is just trying to find their purpose. I don't wanna preach, just wanna kick some knowledge. Teach you some things that you can't learn in college.
College.
Say that the hate has been abolished. When you picked up everyone that's all
right. Hey, young yours.
What an amazing song. They harmonized pretty well together. It was just so mellow, so relaxing. So I played Savelle before because Savelle the Native, he's up for a NAMA Award, the Native American Music Awards. He has a song out called Pipe Down. So I played that, I think, maybe on my first podcast. But since we're playing Savelle the Native and the Sober Junkie, I'm going to go ahead and play a song from each of them. I'm going to go ahead and start with Savelle the Native. This is kind of old school. He put this one out 2 years ago. It is called Lockjaw. All right, so we're going to go turn this beat up a little bit. Going to go from mellow to a little bit more hip-hop. All right, get ready to hip-hop. Here we go.
With a pit, have you leaning no Sprite in the mix?
No Sprite in the mix.
Long hair with the stylish kick. Bad attitude, I really, really slight for the click. Gotta be the one to hold it down. I can't afford to ever fold up now.
I ain't gonna fold up now.
We don't compare, most of suckers is clowns. Can't accept it just to be where I'm round.
You can't be where I'm round.
No space for the opposition. No. I play my part, but you never play your position. I came my heart and I ain't never had to pop the pissing. Threw whip a sock, but you know I kept them clothes sitting. The way I'm sitting make it hard for them suckers breathing. I point them out and I expose the whole life they leave me. Look deceiving, but I smell it native, I don't see it. And that's the difference from a world with only one a season. Life I live is Mando. Forever in my head, I'm sticking to the damn cold. It's gonna get rainy. Better get a damn coat. Can never blame me for the life I stand for.
Listen.
I don't have to keep a blammy with me. I got these hands and the native going hammy with them. Little mans, but I'm hitting like I'm 250. The block is in me, see the demon, better come and get him. You can see it, just look me in my eyes, stay. Best believe it, I really live this life, man. No deceiving, take your shit and roll the dice, man. I can't believe it like I came up overnight, man. It's locked up when you fight with a pit. Have you leaning no Sprite in the mix?
No Sprite in the mix.
Long hair with the stylish kick. Bad attitude, I really, really slight for the clip. Gotta be the one to hold it down. I can't afford to ever fold up now.
I ain't gonna fold up now.
We don't compare, most of suckers is clowns. Can't accept it just to be where I'm round.
You can't be where I'm round.
Not accept it, decide off in my section. Cut from a different cloth and there's just no reception. Listen when the old streets wrote down the lessons.
can cut him off for no question. Your brother gets to tell until your brother gets to step in. Give him one pass and after that she must be head him. No tolerance, room for the sucker shit. I cannot condone it cause excuses is irrelevant. Coming from the pits of hell, this message is in heaven sent. Tell her off to burn in hell and he can suck a devil dick. I'ma be posted in the deep with a fast stack. Bad yellow bitch, ass popping in the back, back. Three certified, little nigga, that's a fact, Jack. Never suck it up and in the native, never backtrack. Stay silent, to the code that I stand by. We are not the same, I'm not that guy. Little bitch, it's locked down when you fight with a pit. Have you leaning no Sprite in the mix?
No Sprite in the mix.
Long hair with the stylish kick. Cat attitude, I really, really slight for the click. Gotta be the one to hold it down. I can't too far to ever fold up now.
I ain't gonna fold up now.
We don't compare, most you suckers is clowns. Can't accept it just to be where I'm around.
You can't be where I'm around.
Savelle the Native, always bringing them beats and those braids. Right on, brother. You rock. So, got to meet him in person. Got to pass the blunt with him. If you know Savelle, it's pretty much always got a blunt in his hand. So, you know, that ain't a bad thing. That's all natural. So, marijuana over pharmaceutical anytime. But of course, it's a personal choice. So, I choose it in my life. I enjoy the benefits. So, some people don't. Some people try to give up on all substances. So, kind of, hence the name, Sober Junkie. So, pretty much, the name says it all. He had a rough life early on. I've been living the sober life since then. So it's the path he chooses. I know last time that I saw him in August, he wasn't smoking medical marijuana. He was pretty big into exercise. And he's always putting out those positive messages. So I'm going to go ahead and play one of his songs, but first I'm gonna go ahead and play one of his positive messages. So if you want to see some of his music, you can find it on YouTube. You can also find him on Instagram. He is very popular, and that's where I come across of a lot of these videos, along with TikTok. All right, so here's a Sober Junkie with his message.
Hey, hold up, look, listen.
What's going on, y'all? Blessings, love, light, smoke. I just need to let you know something real quick. You are amazing, and you're perfect just the way you are. And don't let nobody tell you nothing else, all right? Now go out there today and live the best day you've ever had. Make that choice, make that decision, and do that, all right? Flying out of JFK right now. I'm headed to Boston. We got our last show tomorrow night. Tour's over for now. Taking a two-week break, and then we're back on the road. So I'm pulling up in a city near you, baby.
Right on, brother. Well, let me know when you're in Portland, Oregon, and I'll be there. But until then, I'm going to go ahead and play one of your songs. This song's called MMIW. It's performed by Sober Junkie with Sufi. All right. Here we go.
Gone missing,
gonna abduct it. Ain't nobody dishing about it, can't nobody be trusted. It's disgusting how you passing your judgment. We way past the discussion, beat the past, you treat our people like nothing. We still dance to the sound of the drum, now ain't that something? We all we got, that's what we stuck with. South.
1, 2, 3, 4 weeks since she ain't home. She went missing, she gone. Oh, will she come back home? We just don't know. I said 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks since you ain't home. She went missing, she gone. Oh, will we ever know? Will she come back home?
She gone missing, gone missing. Ain't no Amber Alert. Ain't no telling if she's safe or if she's damaged and hurt. Will she make it home or in the back of a hearse? Tears spilling out my eyes as I'm rapping this verse. Imagine waking up and you notice your daughter missing. It's hard for you to breathe, tears blurring up your vision. We never heard a word, she disappeared without a trace. That's why our people wearing red paint up on our face. We always praying for the sinners. I understand that they need sympathy, but people out there hurting, their cries sound like a symphony. I hate that every time I close my eyes, I see it vividly. Our women going missing, it's wicked and it's so sickening. The list of these statistics has quickly been filling up. Our people losing hope and they feeling like giving up. Our warriors addicted to meth, drinking and pills. How can we protect our women when we the ones who getting killed, huh? Huh? So who the fuck can save us now? The president and government don't care for red or brown. All the heroes I look up to are dead and in the ground. I'm having dreams of children crying, I can hear them getting loud. These ghosts are always wandering, I still feel them around. This ain't just on reservations, it happens in every town. They say all lives matter, but what about indigenous? It's hard to stand for a flag that don't care about its citizens.
1, 2, 3, 4 weeks since she ain't home. She went missing, she gone, she gone. Or will she come back home, or will she come back home? 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks since she ain't home. No, no, she went missing, she gone. Or will she come back home, or will she come back home? 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks since she ain't home. Oh, we won't stop, no, no.
What a beautiful song for such an ugly topic, the topic of missing and murdered indigenous women. And that goes for the men as well as Two-Spirits too. It's pretty much a pandemic in Indian country. So basically that's because the law enforcement doesn't follow through when it comes to the indigenous. They expect us to do it all ourselves, you know. Our law enforcements are pretty small. We really don't have the resources to search and locate our missing relatives. So that's why I feel it's important for me to have a platform, or to have many platforms, to where I can share that message. I can find a post of a missing relative and share it and reach a lot of people and ask them to share it too. So that's why I fight to keep my Facebook page. I have 183,000 followers, and I can share a lot of information with other natives, because it's all about natives supporting natives, not just buying stuff from other natives, but keeping up on native topics, making sure that we're all informed on what's going on in Indian country. So I appreciate Sober Junkie and Sufi for coming together and performing that song. And I support anybody that uses their platforms to support the indigenous causes. So I'm going to support another friend who has a song, MMIW, and that friend is Richie Ladrigal. Met him in person. Great man. Love his music, and you will too. Here we go.
Murder to miss. missing, murder to missing, murder to missing, murder to missing. Indigenous women, indigenous women, indigenous women, indigenous women. They lost to the system, lost to the system, lost to the system, lost to the system. We gonna miss them, we gonna miss them, we gonna miss them, we gonna miss them. Murder to missing, indigenous women, they lost to the system, we gonna miss them. Murder to missing, indigenous women, they lost to the system, we gonna miss them. Grandmother Wormwood is walking, bird to the bees are talking. Sitting in the wind, listening in, cause this doesn't happen often.
Message. Thank you, brother, for coming up with that song for our MMIW and for all the relatives to hear your message and to share your message. Props up to you, brother. I also wanted to mention and share my support for Rich Ledrigal. He's doing good things for the Native community. So he actually accepted the position with a Native school. For Native children to live and learn and practice their culture and heritage. So, you know, it's kind of hard. They're short-staffed, underfunded. So he does put out requests for people to donate their time, donate some money if they can. And I came across this post that he did. And it regards a very good friend of mine, a very good friend of all of my, pretty much everyone that's in my circle. So she's a big supporter of everyone, and she's loud and proud about it. Her name is Gemma Shell Firewolf. Thank you, Gemma, for sharing your pride and your support for all of us. So you're the reason why we do what we do. So I'm going to go ahead and share the post from Richie Ledrigal, and it starts out as, update. We are now at over $300 in donations. Gratitude. Then this happened. Again, the youth are watching. Maybe we can learn from them too. Big blessings. Gratitude to Gemma Shell Firewolf for being a gracious relative and raising her grandson to be an indigenous warrior. Blah! So that post was regarding a donation that Gemma sent in. Actually, her grandson sent that in. So she commented, my grandson was listening, watching the video. He said to give the kids at your school his allowance. Again, he has enough. Awesome. Thank you, Gemma, for raising your grandson in the proper way. Respect to him. And his name is Caden R. Miller. Thank you, Caden R. Miller, for being a young warrior, learning the ways, starting young. Heck yeah. So I actually have him as a friend on my personal page. So he's just reaching out to the Native community, wanting to be part of it, wanting to learn. So we're going to go ahead and give him young warrior status. All right. Thanks, Caden, for sharing your pride and your support. So Christmas is just around the corner. I'm sure a lot of people are thinking about snow, Christmas trees, presents, hanging up the lights. So, but there's lots of people who also have a different memory, a different vision of Christmas. And that vision is of Standing Rock. Because the Christmas time on Standing Rock, sure there was snow, but there was also water cannons, flash grenades, pepper spray, dogs. Violent times to be a Native American for standing up for your rights, protecting your people, protecting your land, protecting the water. So I brought all this up because I came across this article and I shared it on Facebook on Native Outlaws. And now I'm going to share it here on Native Outlaws for Inner Tribal Radio. Remembering Standing Rock, 5 years later, the importance of Indigenous journalism. An article by Levi Rickert, published December 5th, 2021. So it starts off with an opinion. 5 years ago, the first weekend of December, I was at Standing Rock covering the resistance to the Dakota Access Pipeline for Native News Online. Bolstered by some 2,000 veterans who arrived to show support, the crowd swelled to an estimated 10,000 over the weekend. That Sunday was one of the most memorable days for me as an American Indian journalist. It was a brilliant sunny day as veterans made their way to Cannonball, a small community on the Standing Rock Indian Reservation, about 6 miles southeast of the Standing Rock main camp, Osseti Sakowin. The veterans held a large rally there, standing in a circle, holding signs that read, "Veterans Stand for Standing Rock." One American Indian man held an American flag attached to a yellow pole. Next to him, a non-Native veteran held a flag that read, "Veterans for People." A large drone flew overhead, moving up and down around the circle as speakers made their way into address the crowd. Among the speakers was then Representative Tulsi Gabbard, a veteran of the U.S. Army Reserve, who was embraced by the crowd as she spoke about the need to stop big oil and the harm that would be caused by the Dakota Access Pipeline. Through the event, Standing Rock tribal leaders called for a peaceful, nonviolent movement. They wanted things to remain peaceful with the knowledge that veterans wanted to reopen the backwater bridge on Highway 1806 near the Osseti Sakowin camp that law enforcement had barricaded a month earlier. Even though they were told there was to be no violence, rumors spread that some veterans planned to remove this barricade. Dozens of members of the media, from the smallest local paper to national outlets to foreign press, were there to cover their impending march. At the entrance into the camp, a line of vehicles stretched back as far as the eye could see. Immediately north of the camp entrance, the highway was closed as hundreds of people congregated there for the veterans' march. I took many photographs of the crowd attempting to capture history. There were Lakota on horseback, weaving in and out of the crowd. I saw philosopher, political activist, and professor Cornel West surrounded by a small crowd of reporters, talking about American Indians and African Americans, sharing a common history and the need to come together to support this cause. Just then, I began to hear whispers among reporters that the Obama administration would not grant the approval for the pipeline easement through the Missouri River. Within minutes, horns were honking from the long line of cars waiting to enter the camp. A Native American man announced that the Standing Rock tribal officials had been notified that the pipeline easement had been halted. In the distance, thousands of people roared of joy, a roar similar to that of a Friday night high school game after a football touchdown. An instantaneous parade broke out at the top of the hill, led by tribal men beating their drums and singing a victory song. Adults could be seen shedding tears of jubilation. I remember thinking, Indians seldom win, but today we did. One could feel the jubilation of thousands of American Indians. The celebration lasted hours, with fireworks lighting up the dark sky. History will record that the win was short-lived because 6 weeks later, Donald Trump was sworn in as president and reversed the Obama administration's decision. 5 years later, I reflect back on the cold, wintry weekend at Standing Rock, where I slept in a pickup truck bundled in sleeping bags and blankets. Waking up in the truck and looking out into the stillness of the night to see smoke rise into the winter sky from fires among tents, campers, and teepees will remain in my mind as long as I live. Covering Indian country as a Potawatomi man is gratifying and challenging. The challenges come in because of the constant need to fund the coverage. As publisher of Native News Online, I have come to understand the importance of the work of Native American journalists and the need to keep the fire going by raising money. Reflecting on Standing Rock, I also realized the best journalism, the best Standing Rock articles, came from indigenous writers who told stories through the lens of tens of thousands of Native Americans from over 300 tribes who gathered there to fight against big oil. And that's the end of the article. I totally agree with the ending, because it's up to us to report our own issues. You'll never see it on mainstream media, but when you do, it'll be from their side, their perspective. So it's important for independent journalists, people like me, sharing a page, platform, podcast, trying to put out the truth that's happening in Indian country. And now I'm going to go ahead and share the truth from our perspective, from our women warriors. So I'm happy that I'm able to have a platform where I can put their voice out there so it can be heard and to share their message. So here's their perspective of Standing Rock. Listen in and feel the power of their message.
I don't know how many people understand what it's like to watch graves be dug up. It would be like people who went to Arlington Cemetery and dishonored all our soldiers who fought for this country. It is like something that tears out your heart. Original pipeline was to go through North Dakota, but it was going through white people's land. So they redirected it, put it through the Indians.
We still have that collective memory of the Battle of Little Bighorn. When you do something that's going to affect all of us, not just Standing Rock, not just Cheyenne River, but all of us. And this Missouri River, this is our lifeline.
My kids, in their eyes, it is bad guys and good guys because they're so young. But they already know, Mom, it's poisoning the water. Mom, what are we going to have to drink? What they're doing is bad.
Our fear is for our generations to come. This is where we belong.
We're still fighting this fight from the 1700s. People that want greed and power. The little bit of land that they've given us, they still want that little bit.
Where are we gonna go? Oh, well, gee, okay, they want us out of here, we'll leave. Where are we gonna go? This is it for us. This is it. And our ancestors stood strong for us.
It's a gift that we have here. And so I think that that's part of our resiliency as Indigenous people, is knowing that we have a responsibility to acknowledge that gift.
And we're peaceful, prayerful people. But it's come to a point now where enough is enough.
The world is run by corporations now. Who's kidding who? Democracy. Just as far as the corporations let you go.
When I hear something that pulls me really strongly, that's when I go. You know, these things that are nearly impossible that I think make a movement, or, you know, people who've been, pardon me, screwed over for 500 years. There's retribution for someone, and we cannot get off the road, and we will not move off that road until that prayer is complete.
A nation isn't defeated until the hearts of the women are on the ground. We have grandmothers and mothers that are prepared to be here on the land for the long run. We're not going away.
We need this story to be told because in our Lakota way, Mini Wuchoni means water is life, and every living being and animal and plant on this earth needs water to flourish.
Thank you, ladies, for sharing the truth, for sharing your medicine. So that article was called The End of the Line, The Women of Standing Rock. All right, so I'm going to turn it up a little bit. I'm going to play another song regarding Standing Rock. This song is a group of artists who came together to put together a movement through their song. So you can find it on YouTube, hashtag No DAPL, and it's called Stand Up, Stand and Rock. So stand up for Standing Rock. All right, good tune. Turn it up and enjoy.
They call it a pipeline, but those on the front lines know that black snake was sent for us to grow, to shed the skin our ancestors pray, of wounds old and calloused, so that we may stay, so that we may unite. Unity our tool, no weapons are found in this court of rule. Men becoming kia'i, steadfast in their guard, protecting women's hearts as their song become roots. Roots to cast out healing for all sentient beings. To honor sacred mother, heart forward we heal. The salmon will run, the mauna will breathe, the rivers will flow. The rainbow is here and prophecy tells us all generations will hear.
Nations and our people that have been living here for thousands of years.
Stand up.
We've been fighting for our freedom since the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria.
Stand up.
Like Geronimo, Sitting Bull, Red Cloud, Crazy Horse, Lenin, Peltier.
Stand up.
Now they poisoning the waters for our sons and our daughters, so we on the frontier.
We one.
One nation, one cause, one people, one tribe. Now it's us against the pipeline. Get on your feet for Standing Rock, and we'll show you how strong we could be when we unify.
To all my leaders, people.
Planet
planet Earth has been spinning. We've been living and dying, but giving birth the first of many nations. Celebrating them days when all that got made came after what God made. These days we cater to these internet memes, internet streams. It seems them streams aren't clean. We need the whole story seen. We're hassling before water has gasoline in it. Malcolm X moment, Martin Luther King with a dream and war bone. Wounded knee was Alcatraz, doggone it. This is for the rock, with prayers we stand on it.
Oh yeah, we playing on it, the earth, we can't burn it. In a sweat lodge, singing our songs with grandfathers. Heat rocks all in the spot, we splash on them. With a beatbox from my boy, we jam on it. Said a prayer for the black snake killers. Playing on the front lines, they are the realest. Stand for your people, stand for your family. Stand for Standing Rock, stand for humanity. Hey.
It takes a group of people who actually care about, you know, Mother Earth and life and water being sacred and the land being sacred to say, we stand up.
To all my native people, recognize and keep your head up. To all my tribal people, recognize and keep your head up.
Mini Michoni, water is life.
Mini Michoni,
water is life.
Water is life. Water is life.
Water is life.
I stand with standing rock.
Stand up. Stand up.
To all my native people, wake up and
train.
We won't go quiet.
To all my tribal people,
don't mistake our peace as we stand and fight. It's the calm before the storming. I can hear it coming.
To all my tribal people,
I'm ready for the battle when we ain't running.
Stand up, 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 stand up.
On a sad repeat, is it liberty or we just acting free as our land depletes from these hands of greed? See, fate is found, how we face the hounds, take a vow for these sacred grounds, make a sound that'll shake them out, sing aloud, what can save us now?
What an amazing song. So I love the beat, love the message, it brings unity. I name all the artists that are in it, but there is just so many. So you can also find this video on YouTube. And check out all the Native names and all the Native faces that are joining together to share their support for killing the black snake. So I'm going to go ahead and use that as a lead-in for this next song. This next song is by a young Native musician who went to Standing Rock, put himself on the line, and pretty much telling a story through his song. So this song is by Prolific the Rapper with a tribe called Red, and their song is called Black Snakes. So turn it up and hear their message.
With the stroke of a pen, Trump's trying to undo everything we've worked so hard for. But as indigenous people, our existence is our resistance. We protect Mother Earth and the water because it's who we are and we have no other choice. I'm facing 7 years in prison, yet I remain dedicated to peace and prayer. Pray with us.
Four colors, and death rides on four horsemen. A black snake with some black tanks. How much money do these companies need to make? They can drop their product, but save a buck. Already extracting billions, when is enough enough? I used to be in the oil fields, getting paid, but I quit, cause oil water I can't drink. Look down and see Kamimi La die in the mud. I looked up and told myself that enough's enough. Money does not own my soul, living comfortable. It's not in my plans, my hands in the sand. Some things were more than gold. Some things they can't be sold. Some things can't be replaced. She's your mother, the fresh water is her veins. Y'all lost their minds. Every human needs clean water to survive.
We're sorry, your call cannot be
called. What have you shared,
Hi, I need to report an assault.
Okay, where did it occur at?
Sandy Rock. There are innocent, unarmed people being attacked with water and militia-style police firing at point-blank range with high-powered mace on unarmed people. Who protects the people?
Ma'am, yeah, if there's police there, then it has
to be. The police are the ones attacking innocent, unarmed people. So what do we do to stop the police literally hitting people at point-blank range in the face? People can lose eyes. People are going to get hypothermia. People could die. We have elders here. We have children here. We have all ages here. Nobody is armed except for the police. Who protects the people from the police?
Well, I guess if you want to put it up the chain of command, the next person to talk to would be the governor's office.
Love is the strongest, this path is the hardest. But if we were strong enough to do it, we wouldn't see it. Our prayers would not be needed, this movement's very needed. Indigenous wisdom unheeded and sacred things depleted. I'm Mexicano, Mama Jota, and I'm white too. I'm mixed with everyone, so part of me's just like you. Every group of human beings shares the same stars. And if the earth is not your mother, are you from Mars? Since 1492, 500 years and counting. Surviving the genocide they call colonizing my turtle island. What is the fossil view? Continued destruction, nothing new. Living a system, taking our children, shipping the fields till nothing's true. I had that money in front of me, but I left it. Cause oil money's dirty if my mother gets disrespected. We're disconnected, these times are hectic and feeling heavy. But still we love all living beings and suffer for the many. We are peaceful people, that's why we walk with prayer. And if that wasn't true, we wouldn't be standing here. We're peaceful people, we walk with prayer. Turtle Island, have no fear. Despite what they show in the media, we're kind people, hold your ground. Change is coming now.
Thank you, brother, for being a warrior for the people, putting yourself on the line, creating a song for unity, and for putting your message out there. It's time for us to rise up, come together as a nation, and do what's right for Mother Earth. And also do what's right for the Native community, past, present, and future. And on that note, I'm going to share some good news for the Indigenous community. I came across this article. I shared it on Native Outlaws on Facebook. And now I'm going to share it here with you. I'm going to go ahead and play the audio version. But first, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what it is. This article is called Ohio Museum Repays Nez Perce Tribe $600,000 for its artifact collection. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and press play. You can listen in on the article and share your opinion.
An Ohio History Museum is reimbursing the Nez Perce tribe after forcing it to pay for its own artifacts more than two decades ago. James Dawson reports.
In 1996, the Nez Perce tribe raised more than $600,000 to buy back artifacts from Ohio History Connection, then known as the Ohio Historical Society. The 21 artifacts included beaded clothing, saddles, and a bag shaped like a deer's head. The museum, then under different leadership, had refused to donate the collection back to the tribe. Nez Perce Tribal Executive Committee Chairman Samuel Penny says, thankfully, a new board of director agreed to return the money.
We just appreciate, you know, them seeing that that was, in our eyes, an injustice, which had to repurchase those items.
The artifacts ended up in Ohio after missionary Henry Spaulding traded them for supplies in the 1800s. Nikia Williamson, the Nez Perce Tribe's Cultural Resources Program Director, told Washington State University about what these items mean to his people.
Well, I think ultimately the true elements within the collection represent the land and the water which we rely upon.
The Wet'suwet'en collection of artifacts is housed at the Nez Perce National Historical Park. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.
So, my opinion, well, it's a start. Lots of our tribes have their sacred regalia in a museum. So it's part of decolonizing, land back, artifacts back, history and culture back. And also applying all that to our daily lives. So, you know, I'm a 54-year-old man, but I got my hair grown out. I braid it when I can. I'm loud and proud about being Native American. So, yeah, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and play a song titled Long Hair Don't Care. And this one is by Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Make sure you check them out. You can find all their music on YouTube and other platforms where you listen for your native music. All right, so turn it up and enjoy.
You know what they say, right? An Indian ain't an Indian without his flow. So if one more motherfucker come up to me and tell me to get my hair cut, you know what I'ma say? Long hair don't care.
When I got my first cut, it was about 3. I remember that shit like I was 13. Hair messing up the place, tears dripping down my face. Pissed off from my pops, like, how could you betray me? Hey, but I never let it faze me. I never knew it then that my hair is what'll make me. Said long hair on a man looks lazy. Couldn't understand that it represented bravery. I never knew it then, but I do now. I stand out in a crowd cause my skin brown. Now I keep my hair down and I whip it all around like it's part of my regalia. Flowing at a bow. Now long hair don't care, I say it proudly. Long hair don't care, man, I say it loudly. We the first of the nation with beauty all around us. Long black hair, boy, tell me how you found us. Tell me how you found us.
Tell me something about your hair, my cousin.
The thing about my hair is that I grow it cause I love it. And I'm sick of hearing people asking when I'm gonna cut it. You're a native undercover like the Indian in the cupboard. And I'm Johnny Redcorn, I'm a bad motherfucker.
He's a bad motherfucker.
And that's been me ever since birth. Fuck what you heard, I've been called worse. Long hair don't care, man, I'm sick of your opinions. I'm a two me, I'm a motherfucking Indian. But your eyes say it differently. That's how it's been and this is how it will be. This ain't no epiphany. Even I'm sick of me. The vanity is killing me. This bullshit's getting to my head. Something's gotta give, but what's new? Is it the brown skin, black flow, or tattoos? Or the fact that I'm in public, sipping on a brew? Someone tell me what's the difference between me and you. I ain't got a clue, but I flex on them haters like bamboo. I've been called a dirty drug, but it ain't true. Long hair, don't care, no shampoo. I'm a rapper getting fatter with a mind like Skitter Scatter.
Long hair, don't care. If you feel the type of way about my name, what we say? Long hair, don't care.
That's right. Long hair don't care. Native pride and loud and proud about it. And yeah, I get the looks, but nobody says anything. Because you know, that stoic look. It's kind of like a shield. Keeps those people away. But I do appreciate the people who are brave enough to ask me questions. So, always happy to share my pride, my knowledge, and help get some porters from outside of our community. And that's kind of another purpose behind the powwows that we hold. It's not just for the Native community to come together to share their pride and their support for each other, but it's also a place for non-Indigenous people to come and share that experience. Feel the magic, feel the unity, and learn our culture and heritage. So with that being said, thank you, relatives, for tuning in, for hanging out with me, sharing our pride and support. So I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast with another powwow that I went to. This powwow, Grand Ronde, Oregon, back in 2019. And I love their powwows. It's usually a three-day weekend. They have an encampment, summertime, beautiful weather, beautiful blue skies and sunshine. You can see eagles flying around. Man, I just, I love these powwows. So I'm going to go ahead and play one more song for you before I end this. All right, so we're going to go ahead and start the way, or end the way we started, with a powwow song. All right, so get ready, feel the drum, share your pride.
bit of an Eagle Dress dance, working them out.
Okay. Hoka hey. Love that powwow drum. So, powwows are a place for us to gather to share our pride, learn our culture and heritage. Pretty much what Intertribal Radio is all about. Intertribal Radio is the indigenous news source for healthy lifestyle choices to keep, maintain, and create a better you. We will include a show to have positive self-esteem and image of self and others. Shows on intertribal activism, financial literacy, and ways to decolonize and aim towards self-sufficiency. We will have shows of the best indigenous new artist and music, along with what's going on, the powwow trail, and gatherings. All right, peeps. So that's what Intertribal is all about. A place for you to stay informed, share your knowledge, learn some knowledge. All right, so until next week, thank you, relatives, for tuning in, sharing your pride and your support for me and everyone else who is putting out a podcast for you. All right, so until next week, feathers up, and I'll see you out on the red road.